When we think now of the rise of nature pedagogies in early years, it's all about finally being able to return to nature rather than simply seeing it as a property or as a resource to be exploited. So, in the last few hundred years, what's happened, I think, in Western colonial society is that we've been subdued in these categorizations where, as Indigenous people, we're not fully human, and we're in that lower rank, and we've also classified animals and nature as our property, rather than as relatives. And to me, that stands in total contrast to how I was raised. Like, a Maliseet worldview teaches me that I'm related to everything, and that, for example, a rock, a tree, or a child are all my relatives in the exact same way. And I remember when I was young, my elders telling me, we're children of the stars, the Wabanaki people, we're children of the stars. And I thought that was so kind of far out and crazy. But we know now, actually, that, if you think of everything on the planet, we're at our very core made up of molecules and atoms. And so the same atoms that are in space are the same atoms. Well, I hope, we don't know, there might be other kinds of atoms out there we have yet to discover, but the same atoms that make up a child's body, that make up a chair, that make up a tree, that make up a rock, right? Like, if you think of subatomic particles, we are actually all made of the same stuff. It's just organized differently. And I think, Maliseet people, somehow our elders knew this. Now, quantum physics has caught up and has discovered the same thing. So in my kind of worldview that I was raised with, we would make a distinction between my mother, my auntie, a cedar, a rock. They would all be my relatives. They would all be my kinship. And I would have different relationships with them, but they would still be part of my relational network. And I think one of the main, like, points of disconnect between Indigenous worldviews, not to generalize, but in everywhere that I've ever worked, it's a point of disconnect between Indigenous worldviews that tend to see things as more interconnected. And this kind of Western hierarchy is that they don't view the world in the same way at all. And when you think about, who you include in your programs and how you take children out into nature, it comes to really matter. It comes to really matter in an everyday way, how children are taught, how they belong in the world, and who they're responsible and accountable to.